It's Friday, April 26, 2024. My name is Jaron Jackson, and I do love America. For me, it is always about the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Obey the gospel and go to heaven, my friends. I want to do a quick introduction because I believe that we'll have an audience that I don't normally have, which is good. But I want to speak about getting justice and action steps for accountability. Before I start anything, I always go to the scriptures and we read a proverb of the day. And I think that this one is important because it speaks to understanding truth instead of accepting fallacious premise. So this is Proverbs chapter 26, 3 through 5. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. So the Bible is speaking about using tools to correct actions and to direct people to go the way that you want them to go. Verse 4, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Verse 5, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Now these two verses seem to go against each other, but they don't. Slow down. Verse 4 says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. A fool says in his heart, there is no God. A fool is someone who denies instruction and does not like truth. So if you answer a fool according to his folly, and his folly denies truth, then you will not have been proving what you say. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21, to prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. So when the Bible says, answer not a fool according to his folly, it's saying, don't say anything that's not true whenever you're arguing against people or going against someone who doesn't value truth. If you do not bring truth, then the fool will be affirmed in his folly, which is what verse 5 is speaking to. It says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding begin with the fear of the Lord. The Bible says in John 17, 17, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. So whenever we read the Bible and we know what the Bible says, when we know what truth is, we bring that to people who deny truth. I want to transition. Today is going to be a day, Lord willing, where we will speak about action steps regarding getting justice. It's going to be a little bit of a different format, specifically tailored for my military brothers and sisters. But what I want to do is I want to play a couple videos, long form, minimal commentary from me. And the only reason I'm going to be doing that is to set up the idea that there is massive injustice. And the only thing I'm going to be pointing to here is just the military injustice. The 13 military men and women that were killed in Afghanistan whenever we were pulling out of Kabul. I want to play two video clips about that, just explaining that, just to give a sense of the injustice, the betrayal, the corruption in government. And then what I'd like to do with the second portion of this live stream is to explain and go through a jot form notice that is linked below, where it will give you the opportunity to sign this jot form. And I want to explain the truth. It was written by my teacher, a guy named Dave Jose. You can follow him at Twitter at RealDaveCares4U, number 4, letter U. But what it does, it basically instructs the Supreme Court, Jim Jordan, and a couple other people to declare the people have a remedy, insofar as grand juries, arbitration, and other things. And what this is doing is giving us the truth, because the Bible talks about answering not a fool according to their folly. We're not just complaining. We're telling people what the truth of the law is, and we're specifically tying it to the fact that we, the people, by right, according to what the constitutions have already settled in the law, that we have, that we own the place, we are the sovereign powers, and we can instruct members in government to obey the law. So Lord willing, that's what we'll do. What I want to do first is direct the attention to how you can support this ministry and this work, and that is just to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaron. I don't want to beat the horse too hard on this one because I want other people to pay attention, but this is just switching shopping to American manufacturing. It's how I get supported. If you want to get your money away from Walmart, Costco, and places like that, go to American Manufacturing when you sign up at the link below. someone like myself or other people will call you and say, here's what it is. It's direct product purchase online. That's all it is. Direct product purchase online of American manufacturing. It's a blessing to me. God bless. Thank you very much. I want to direct your attention now to this interview, or excuse me, this is footage of the Kabul attack. 13 members, mostly Marines, were killed a couple years back. I will say their names after this attack, but these military men and women were killed, and then the official Department of Defense story is deceitful and says the wrong thing. But what I want to do is I want to get myself out of the way. There is bad language for people who don't like the F word and stuff like that. That's just an ongoing warning. Anytime I'm playing the video of this live stream, there's going to be bad language. So I'll get myself out of the way and we will just play this video. Here we go.
The bomb detonates. The footage then stops and picks up 3 seconds later.
You good? You good? Watch out,
back down, right here.
All right.
Hey.
I got down. Come on, dude.
They're breaking through.
Is that our guys?
Hey, get out, we're doing security.
Many Marines here were young, some on their first deployment. The gunfire starts. They run for cover. This long burst is about 17 shots, bringing us a total of 20. We're tallying shots fired and episodes of fire based on two forensic analyses on screen. We cannot see who is still firing here, and we never see Marines or anyone firing in this video.
No, no, no.
Short, controlled bursts in isolation. A CS gas canister has exploded in the blast, its gas choking this Marine. And in a moment, the total episodes of gunfire you've heard will start being more than the three the Pentagon has said happened.
Hey,
you good? Right here.
The gunfire continues. We leap forward 27 seconds. As Afghans, arms raised, run into the airport.
Nah, it is smoke and dirt, bro.
One burst, now another.
Is that the f***ing TB, bro?
They wonder if the Taliban, the TB, is shooting. Two Marines told us they saw the Taliban just after the blast, looking as shocked as they were.
Come here.
You good?
Yeah. I'm fine. Hey, where's I need accountability. We're pushing them back there for sure.
Gotcha.
Any casualties, we're pushing
more back. Shots.
Get down. Are you good?
Hey, multiple Marines we spoke to who were there said they felt they were under fire. But the Pentagon has insisted for 2 years no militant gunmen opened fire here. They've said the only shots fired here were two bursts by US Marines and one from UK troops, once in a big burst from a nearby tower, all bursts near simultaneous. So, according to their investigations, we must be hearing Marines or the British firing here. More controlled shots. Jump forwards another 39 seconds and more shots.
Hey!
They're still absorbing what happened.
There's a f***ing IED, bro.
15 seconds later, more shooting.
Mother f***. Hey, you guys good? Hey, look at me. Are you guys in the right state of mind? Let's go.
They head out into the chaos to help. You've just seen and heard at least 43 shots fired in at least 11 episodes of shooting. It matters, as it is just short of 4 minutes of sporadic fire, most of which the Pentagon has said.
Yeah, most of which the Pentagon has said did not happen. So you have the basics. It's pretty self-explanatory. I'm not going to linger. You don't need me to explain it anymore. But what I want to do is I want to show the footage. Excuse me. I want to show the screens of... I want to show the names and faces of the men and women who died. These are all the 13 men and women who died. The first was Marine Corps Lance Corporal David L. Espinoza, 20 years old, of Rio Bravo, Texas. Young man. Next was Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole L. Gee, 23, of Sacramento, California. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren T. Hoover, 31, of Salt Lake City. Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Noss, 23, Quarryton, Tennessee. Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, 22, of Indio, California. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, 20, of Jackson, Wyoming. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, 20, Rancho Chucamonga, California. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem M. Nukoi, 20, of Norco, California. Marine Corps Sergeant Joanny Rosario Pichardo, 25, of Lawrence, Massachusetts. Marine Corps Corporal Umberto Sanchez, 22, of Logansport, Indiana. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, 20, of St. Charles, Missouri. Navy Hospital Corpsman Maxton Soviak, 22, of Berlin Heights, Ohio. Marine Corps Corporal Dagan Page, 23, of Omaha, Nebraska. Shows more of their dedications. Now what I'm going to play for you is a video, part of the Sean Ryan interview. He's interviewing Tyler Vargas Andrews, who was there, who was injured. And so you have the disparity between the recently made public footage of that Marine's GoPro, the what we just saw, and now you're going to have firsthand testimony from Tyler Vargas Andrews on the Sean Ryan podcast. I've linked both of those videos below under related. You can see where I got them from Twitter, from X. But this is the portion of that interview. Again, foul language, bad language, but again, it's military. So anyway, here we go.
One of the Marines, Kristen Sanchez, he got shot through the shoulder after the blast went off, and he fucking picked up his rifle and put that fucking ISIS fuck down. He put him down, and, there's a lot of people, and in the Army investigation, it was said that we didn't get shot at, that no one got shot.
The bomb detonates. The footage then stops and picks up 3 seconds later.
You good? You good? Watch out!
Right here.
Hey!
I got down. Come on, dude.
They're breaking through.
Is that our guys?
Hey. Get out, we're doing security.
Many Marines here were young, some on their first deployment. The gunfire starts. They run for cover. This long burst is about 17 shots, bringing us a total of 20.
Christian Sanchez got fucking shot through the shoulder. He fucking put one of those ISIS fucking gunmen down. My buddy David Traylor, he got shot through his fucking thigh. And I mean, it literally went through. I got hit with 100 to 150 ball bearings, and they just, bore little tunnels in me. He got shot through his thigh, and the whole backside's fucking blown out. I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious what happened. He's got a cone-shaped indent in his leg from getting shot. And, in that Army investigation, it was said, they were concussed and unreliable because of what happened. That these somehow 40, 50, 60 witnesses, Marines, sailors, soldiers, what they witnessed didn't happen because of the blast.
Yeah, that's Army Brigadier General Lance Curtis backed all decisions made by commanders at Abbey Gate on that day, in quotes, based on our investigation at the tactical level, this was not preventable.
And certain individuals recently testified in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee saying that, you know, they were asked by a congressman if they regret what happened and how the evacuation was handled. And they said, I don't regret what happened, and I don't regret the way the evacuation was handled. And that's pretty, you imagine being the family or the friend of one of those 13 service members killed in action, hearing that. I couldn't fucking imagine. I know how much it pisses me off hearing that shit. They pulled out 2 days later. After that, right before that, they started going around destroying all of the equipment and all of everything they could think that would be useful, destroying and spray painting everything across HKIA, and came back from the ground force commander that the vehicles that had been flipped over and the spray paint that said fuck you Taliban, fuck ISIS needed to be covered up. The vehicles needed to be flipped back over. They needed to fix the damage, like, to those vehicles and things that they had done. So after these 13 service members are killed, after they're tasked with destroying everything so the Taliban and ISIS don't have access to it, they're then told by ground force commander to fix that damage.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I wish I wasn't. So they went back, told to fucking cover it up with spray paint, told to fucking flip those vehicles back over. And, I mean, man, it's just like, it's one fucking thing after another post that. And I can't fathom why we can't change the fact that these 13 service members were killed. So why the fuck do you have to lie about what happened? Why do you have to lie about what happened? What we experienced, what everyone out there went through, what we saw. How can John Kirby stand and say, as the press representative from the White House, how can he stand there and being a former admiral in the Navy, how can he stand there and say that he didn't see any fucking chaos from his perch? And that's quote, I didn't see any chaos from my perch. Who the fuck talks like that from your perch? Who talks like that? Who fucking says that? 13 Americans were killed. And you're going to speak like that and say that everything was done right, that you couldn't see any fucking chaos from your perch. It's fucking disgusting.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
I'm sorry.
But it's someone's.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, amen. It's heavy. It's heavy. Now, I could have done this for vaccines. I could have done this for military being forced to take the jab. I could have done this with people who lost businesses in COVID lockdowns. Injustice happens. What I want to do and what I want to talk about now is what I want to point to is how do we actually get justice? How do we actually get justice? I'm going to walk through a jot form that my teacher wrote, Dave Jose. It's going to be explaining fundamental law about things. Where you're going to get tempted is to think that it doesn't do anything, that it's just signing something that's online and it doesn't really move anything. I would encourage you and ask you to consider that the truth is the truth. You might not be a person of faith who believes in the Bible. I am, and I do. But I believe that truth is powerful, and I believe that you can't hide it. Eventually, it comes out. And one of the attributes of truth is simplicity. The simplicity of truth in America is that the people are the political sovereigns. The people are the ones who created this nation. The people have reserved to themselves rights, and everybody in government has sworn to the document to serve the people, to defend those rights. And for a long time, many people have abdicated that way of thinking, have been programmed with a different way of thinking, and that a very small number of people are taking advantage of bad knowledge and bad education to enrich themselves through public office, through business connections in pursuance of that public office. And as we saw, at the detriment and the affliction of people who are just otherwise trying to serve. I joined the Army because of 9/11. I chose infantry, went Ranger school, 2 combat deployments to Afghanistan, led men in combat, hundreds of combat patrols, been blown up. So I feel this guy's pain. I feel their pain. I've lost soldiers. I've lost friends. I understand this very well. I also want to point to specifics, and that's where I want to direct your attention to this jot form right here. This is what I signed this morning. This is going to be going to the Supreme Court, Jim Jordan, Thomas Massey, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So 9 justices and 3 members of the U.S. House. There's wisdom behind that insofar as we're putting a lot of pressure on very specific individuals, and we're doing it so publicly. I'll also say, and I probably should have put this in the links below, but this has happened before, and this works. This is how Dave, by God, through his team, or with his team, has gotten the Supreme Court to start to return back to the fundamental law. This is one of the things that I frequently cover on this live stream, is the fundamental law, the constitutions, but then I also show where the Supreme Court will make unanimous decisions where it historically has been divided. Recently, this is over sovereign immunity issues. Recently, this is over Trump's ability to be on the ballot in Colorado. This has been over administrative tribunals, the Kurtz decision. And I believe that the Supreme Court is going to eviscerate the administrative state, which is good. But here the purpose of this notice is to say we have other forms of remedy that everybody's blocking through bad knowledge. So if you'll permit me, I'd like to read it. And then at the end of this, if you feel so moved, please sign and share this content. The founding fathers understood that the broad diffusion of knowledge is the best way for remedy. The more people who understand the truth, the more people will actually be able to say what's true. And the more people who say what's true, the bad actors don't want bad things. The bad actors don't want the truth. So here we go. This is a notice and demand for clarity in regards to people's remedies. I, Jaron Jackson, one of the people, as seen in the 50 state constitutions, sui juris, which means by right, I'm coming by right, by necessity, which means that, it's an overwhelming, overriding force, that there's no form or filings or rules or procedures that can stop me. I'm coming as someone by right with force that can't be stopped in the law. Do present you with the following fundamental principles so that it may provide immediate due care. Please take notice that the people have assembled and taken proper time to study and have come to the realization that the constitutions are trusts and that the government is at all times in a legal way amenable to the people. Then we go to the forefathers of constitutional government in America. This is John Locke. He wrote in his book, 2 Treaties of Government, Book 2, Chapter 15, Section 171. Secondly, political power is that power which every man having in the state of nature has given up into the hands of society, and therein to the governors whom the society hath set over itself, with this express or tacit trust, and that it shall be employed for their good and the preservation of their property. Now the reason why this is important, express means written, tacit means implied. So if we have a written constitution, we have written documents, written contracts that specifically say what the government is granted the power to do. And conversely, if it's not written in the constitutions, the government doesn't have the power to do it. We find ourselves in Afghanistan in an undeclared war, in a military operation, overseas contingency operation, and not a declared war. So because U.S. Congress did not follow the Constitution by declaring war, they authorized use of military force. Everything thereafter is against the law because they did not follow the Constitution. We keep going. New Hampshire Constitution, Bill of Rights, text of Article 83, Social Virtues Inculcated. A frequent recurrence to the fundamental principles of the Constitution and a constant adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, industry, frugality, and all the social virtues are indispensably necessary to preserve the blessings of liberty and good government. The people ought, therefore, to have a particular regard to those principles in the choice of their officers and representatives. Now watch this. And they have a right to require of their lawgivers and magistrates an exact and constant observance of them in the formation and execution of the laws necessary for the good administration of government. Right? This is saying that we have the right to say you owe us an exact and constant observance of what the text of the Constitution says. New Hampshire New Hampshire Constitution Bill of Rights, text of Article 10, right of revolution. Government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument, there's the issue. People use their public office for their private gain. That's called an emolument, an advantage, a privilege, a benefit that you get from office and you use it for yourself. You can't do that. So you can't use for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, sounds like where we are at right now, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. This is saying that the government, whenever it gets unwieldy and people no longer have redress, they no longer have solutions for their problems, they become ineffectual. And the founders even said that they're going to become ineffectual because of private interest or emolument. People are going to get in government and enrich themselves to the detriment of the people that they swore to protect. When we get to that position, we have the right to reform the old or establish a new government. That's what this jot form does. This notice is returning trustees in government to an old understanding, the correct understanding, the lawful understanding. Here we go. Please take notice that the people in assembly and study have realized the historical context and then the text tradition of America, that the people instituted government for their benefit and needs, and that it is not acceptable for government officials to blatantly attack rights, block forms of redress, or decide not to protect the common rights of the people, which are derivative of the common law. See Black's Law, 5th edition. There has also been an open and consistent battle from government servants and attorneys, shaking a fist of rebellion upon the people, as though the people don't have the power to hold them accountable according to the law. Understanding that people have a right of redress, the people demand, wish, and order for you to provide clarity regarding the people's right, in a historical context of reporting crimes directly to grand juries. This is going to be critical. This is one of the action steps, is that the grand jury, I'll cover this in later streams, Lord willing, but the grand jury is the tool of the people to bring justice directly to anybody in government. This is what the Magna Carta was. The Magna Carta was the signed document that was the result of people using the grand juries and the sheriffs, called at the time Reeves, directly against the king. This is the common law tradition throughout Western civilization. This is the Christian tradition of government based on biblical principles. So we sign this jot form. We get the Supreme Court to tell. We get these members of Congress to tell. We start to insert into the public narrative the idea that people control the grand juries. When people start recognizing that the oppression and the violence and the things that they endure is because of injustice, and we start directing them to the solution of grand juries, it will be a snowball. It will pick up, it will become an avalanche, and nobody in government can stop it. And the best part is, every constitution supports it. So it is already the law in the nation. Without being blocked by bar association members, a right to use arbitration, a right of free access to legislative bodies as they have a duty to give redress freely, without obligation to purchase, denial, or delay, as well as other remedies. This is saying here that we not only have the grand juries to prosecute people in government for crimes, but we have the use of arbitration. So whenever someone has sworn an oath to the Constitution, they have voluntarily placed themselves in the jurisdiction and under the jurisdiction of the law. So when someone who is sworn to defend my rights violates my rights, we can, by right, contract with that individual, and we can settle matters outside of court called arbitration. This is a common law remedy that has stood for millennia. It's just been hidden by dirty attorneys and bad government actors. So when you understand that the law provides for us to have arbitration and you can choose your arbitrators and the arbitrators' decisions are binding, especially whenever people in government swore to the constitutions to be bound and not violate your rights, you can see very quickly where there's a process by which you can get remedy very quickly and no one can stop you. Also, the legislative bodies, representatives, state senators, and the such, their first job is to give redress. That's why every constitution says petition for redress of grievance. This is why we have representatives. This is why the Congress exists. The Congress doesn't exist to pass law. The Congress exists to represent us and the interface of our rights with government so we don't have to. They are our servants, and when things are broken, they are supposed to represent us to fix them. So when things are broken and the government attacks our rights, we send them notice. We send our representatives notice and say, my rights are being violated, take care of it. This is redress of grievance. But we've been flipped, our programming education has been flipped, where we think that Congress writes the law that everybody has to follow. And that's not what the constitutions teach. Without obligation or purchase, denial, delay, or as well as other remedies. This demand for point of clarity is made by necessity as the attacks are made on a loving and Christian people. So what's happening is that there's people who are victims of oppression who present the following evidence of attacks attached. If you believe that the people are constitutionally and lawfully allowed to be summarily dismissed and subjected to attacks by attorneys or actors in government, please respond by sworn affidavit within 14 days, with constitutional provisions stating the same. However, the people dating back to the Magna Carta and scriptures, whose principles had an integral part in establishing our republic, had a right to take a matter before the brethren, to arbitrate, and that the people in America have a guaranteed right to protect life, liberty, and property, and that all servants are trustees. As such, the people have a right to immediate remedy for breach of trust and can demand remedy for wrongs done. This notice is sent to you in the peace and love of Jesus, or peace and love of Christ, that justice and restoration may be had, as the people should not have to suffer for wrongs and tyranny while awaiting for a fictitious process and administrative nonsense. Please see attached evidence of sufferings of the people. It says here, Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition, a common right, a term applied to rights, privileges, and immunities appertaining to and enjoyed by all citizens equally and in common, and which have their foundation in the common law. So a common right is one that's enjoyed by all people, that's common to all people. My life is mine, but my right to life is common to everybody else who also has their own life. So if you have your life and I have my life, the right to life is common to all people. The common law is about people's rights and property in relationship to government. So if government is established as a trust in which it has been given powers, granted powers from those who create governments, if the government is a trust, an express trust written in constitutions, then whenever we grant them powers in the Constitution, they can only use the powers in the Constitution and nothing else. And then when we reserve rights to ourselves, called constitutional rights, or we say that we have inherent rights, the powers that government is granted can never go against those rights. This is the law. So this notice is speaking to the fact that we have been blocked all remedy from all sorts of stuff. Now let's get to this evidence. What you're about to see says, hello, it is my wish as one of the people to present you examples of evidence of two New Hampshire state representatives and a group of attorneys from various parts of the country that took to social media to argue their claims of the people being without power to instruct or demand exact due regard to law as seen in the constitutions. These examples are given to you that, by necessity, you should publicly acknowledge that the people's rights to demand the constitutions be followed as the contracts and trusts they are. Recognize what we're saying. The constitutions are contracts. So when people swear to the contract, they are held to the contract. And they are trusts, that the people may return judgment to truth and law. I want to thank you for returning to the one-step method, which emphasizes founding generations' understanding of words. This one-step method is nothing more than what does the Constitution say? Period. And then when you read the Constitution, you ask the question, what did that word mean when that word was ratified, when the Constitution was ratified? That's it. That's the one-step method. What does the text of the Constitution say? And what did those words mean when that Constitution was ratified? That's it. That's the one-step method. It's not any of these other dumb attorney law school methods where they teach case law or different methodologies or different tests or anything like this. It's what does the Constitution say and what did the founding generation mean when it wrote those words? When I look in Webster's 1828, it shows the word instruct to mean to give notice, to furnish with orders. As long as the people give notice containing instructions for trustees to fall back in line with the terms of the express trusts they swore oaths to, we should be expecting a due regard to those terms. You understand what we're doing here? We're saying that if the original meaning of the word give notice was to furnish with orders, to tell people what to do, then those who are in contract, we can expect a due regard to those terms. If people swore to do a job, then we can say, you swore to do a job, we're telling you you're not doing a job. We offer trustees a way to rebut our instructions, but if they do not rebut, then we expect responsiveness, and they swore oaths promising responsiveness at all times. Please see the following screenshots as just a very small sampling of how our trustees are using public platforms to dissuade other trustees from accepting lawful instructions by way of notice. And then what this is, it shows this guy here, Travis 4NH. This guy is a state senator. And this guy has been going back and forth online, basically arguing, you can rant all you want to, you can rant all you want that, quote, I have to listen to the demands of a non-constituent, but I refute your theory thusly, kicks rocks. So this man right here is sworn to the New Hampshire Constitution, and the New Hampshire Constitution says that New Hampshire officials are held accountable in a legal way at all times. Now look at this. This right here is saying the people ought therefore to have a, this is the New Hampshire Constitution ratified June 2nd, 1784. They have a right to require their lawgivers and magistrates an exact and constant observance of them in the formation and execution of the laws necessary for the good administration of government. This is what the law says. And then you have this attorney right here that says, indulge me. I'd like to retranslate your above post by putting the language into layman's terms to help us understand it better. See the following posts. And then he says, we want officers of government who refer back frequently to the fundamental principles of the Constitution and who seek after justice, moderation, temperance, industry, frugality, and all social virtues required to preserve the blessings of free and good government. Therefore, people should keep the above. He says, therefore, people should keep the above virtues in mind when selecting their leaders and should expect that those leaders practice those virtues in the performance of their duties. The people have a right to expect. See what this attorney is doing? The attorney is saying people have the right to expect that their elected officials abide by these virtues while in service. You see what he's doing there? This attorney is reconstructing. Instead of it saying that the law is that they have a right to require their lawgivers and magistrates an exact and constant observance, this attorney right here is saying that the people have a right to expect. You see how the right of, they have a right to require is different from the right to expect? This is the difference between using the text of the Constitution versus an interpretation from law school. Makes sense? And then this fellow student right here says, no, it doesn't say right to expect. It says right to require, constant and exact. Sorry, but you are attempting to inject a watering down of the original text. It also tells us to bring a frequent recurrence, not every 2 years, to fundamental principles, direct reference to the maxims. So that's what's going on here. Then these, so this guy, Mike Belcher, is also a state representative from New Hampshire. And he is saying, how exactly are you going to enforce your breach of contract without filing a lawsuit? These state officials right here, these state representatives, do not understand that we have the remedies of grand juries. They do not understand the remedies of arbitration. They do not understand the remedies of legislative bodies giving redress of grievance. Because these state officials who are sworn to the constitutions do not understand the the lawful remedies that we have, because they do not understand that, they have an understanding that says, how are you going to enforce breach of contract without filing a lawsuit? Do you see how these state representatives have an understanding that requires all remedy be decided in a lawsuit? This is one of the deceptions that attorneys have done in this nation. They have taught people backwards. Because they have taught people backwards, they do not point to the remedies, the millennia-old, centuries-old remedies of grand juries, arbitration, or legislative bodies giving redress freely. Do you see that? Remedy 1, Remedy 2, Remedy 3. Three remedies, zero of them involve a court. Zero of them involve a judge. But yet these state representatives, when brought this evidence in the text of the constitutions, they smugly reply, how are you going to enforce your breach of contract without filing a lawsuit? These men right here do not know the law. They don't know the law, and they are smugly denying people their rights because they don't know the law. And yet, the irony is, they are sworn to uphold the law. They are breaking the law because they're not upholding their oaths. They're not doing what they're supposed to. And we end right here. This is Travis 4NH. He says, correct, I do not understand that. And this is where my, in personam jurisdiction, another of Dave's students says, he may not understand that the New Hampshire Constitution is a literal contract. And he says, correct, I do not understand that. So this is a state elected official. This is an elected official who's saying that the state constitution is not a contract, even though the state constitution of New Hampshire literally says they have a right to require of their lawgivers and magistrates. That's this guy. This guy is a lawgiver. He's a member of the legislative body. But it says, an exact and constant observance of them in the formation and execution of the laws necessary for the good administration of government. And if the good administration of government includes the meaning of the word notice, right? That whenever people give notice, where was that? When the people give notice, as according to Webster's Dictionary. I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Where was that? Sorry for scrolling on you. I know that probably hurts your eyes. But there's a people's... Where was it? We have the right to... Oh, it's right here. Okay, so Webster's 1828. The word instruct means to give notice furnished with orders. So we look at the founding generation's meaning of the word give notice, right? The word instruct says to give notice, to furnish with orders. So if we have the ability to petition for redress of grievance and to give remonstrance and to tell people what the law is, this is a founding generation understanding of the law. So there it is. What I wanted to do is I wanted to show that. The reason why this is important is because this is precision in the law. It's using the law to tell people that are responsive. The Supreme Court is responsive. Jim Jordan has been responsive. Thomas Massie has been responsive. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been responsive. These members of government have been responsive. Now let me step back and kind of speak to the psychology of what's going on. Americans have not been taught the law. So Americans don't know the law. That's first. The second thing is, because Americans have been taught backwards, what is going to push back against this is that the programming we have will pridefully raise itself up to say, you need a lawyer, you need a law professor, you need a judge, you need a court to tell you what the law means. That's what our current programming is going to say. But that is not what the law says. The law says people have rights, and they may use their rights with nobody in government abrogating, which means repealing or evading. You cannot repeal or evade the use of a right. So if someone is being hurt, everybody, it is a common right for people in America, it's a common right everywhere, but America's founded on biblical principle, Christian ideas. Because that's the case, we have the ability to tell those people in government, you are doing wrong, or these people are hurting me. And if you do that, their duty, their sworn duty, is to say, I will help you. That's what this is saying. This is also pointing out three remedies that do not involve courts, which also speaks to the hidden nature that this knowledge has been hidden, which is when Jesus says in Luke 11:52, woe unto you lawyers, for you've hidden the key of knowledge. Them that were entering the kingdom of heaven, ye hindered, and ye also did not enter in. So the lawyers weren't entering in the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because they were denying the truth of Christ. But it was more than that, because they were hiding the truth that Christ was the Christ, so that whenever Christ came and the truth was made known, the truth was presented, lawyers came in and distracted people. They lied to people. They twisted words. They hid knowledge so that people would not follow the truth. So that was what happened in the Bible, and it's the same idea, much less important because that was eternal salvation, but it's a much similar idea in the sense that lawyers are twisting words and evading and telling people wrongly so that whenever people hear the truth, they don't believe it. So if you support that, I would direct your attention to that JotForm link that's in the description below. Please retweet this information and get that out. The most important thing that I do, however, is I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is that Jesus died for our sins on the cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he physically rose from the grave. You need salvation from your sin, because if you die in your sin today and you are not in Christ, you will go to hell. As much as I want to restore the nation, as much as I want justice, as much as I want those remedies, I want eternal salvation more. I have it, and I want other people to have eternal salvation way more than anything else. The men and women that were killed for this country in that Kabul attack, I believe they lost their lives unjustly. And I believe that there was a corrupt cover-up to hide that from the American people. The video that is coming to light is now showing people what the truth is. But instead of it being delayed or fatigued because, well, we know the truth, but there's nothing we can do about it. No, there is something you can do about it. You can proclaim the truth. You can stand on the truth. You can courageously use the truth directly against evil powers and principalities. This is why when Jesus died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave. That is true. You must believe it. The response to the gospel is that you repent of your sins and you are baptized for the remission of your sins in the name of Jesus Christ. When you enter into Christ, you are saved. You are added to his church, and he saves you. He protects you. And now you follow him. You obey him. You love him. You preach his gospel so that other people may also obey it. This is critical. This is essential. This is the most important thing that I do. It's the most important thing for you as well. Obey the gospel, my friends. Thank you for watching and listening. There's opportunities to help me. One of them doesn't help me directly, but it's a mission to distribute Bibles around the nation. This is at humblewb.coffee. That's all it is a private membership association whose purpose is to distribute Bibles all over the place. So whenever you join a membership and when you join membership, a benefit of you joining membership is a free gift of air roasted coffee delivered right to your door. So for the joining the membership of distributing Bibles, you get your choice of delicious air roasted coffee delivered right to your door. 99% of coffees are drum roasted, which means they put the bean in a metal bucket, spin it around, and set it on fire. They got to load it up with a bunch of fake stuff to make it taste halfway decent. It still tastes like garbage. Air roasted coffee, it's perfectly roasted on a thin cushion of air, never touches a hot metal surface. And there's no additives, there's no flavorings, it's all organic, it's all fair trade. HumbleWB.coffee, HumbleWB.coffee. The best way that you can do support me and the ministry that I got going on, which is what I do. I preach the gospel and I show the wisdom of Jesus through the fundamental law on timely matters of the day. That's at humble. That's at patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Take the money you're already spending. Your household budget already includes stuff for makeup or laundry detergent, dish detergent, vitamins, supplements, snacks, other assorted household items. If you buy those things, Switch that over, away from Walmart, away from Amazon, away from Costco. Go to patriotswitch.com/Jaren. Myself or someone with me will give you a call. We'll say, here's the online portal, direct product purchase. All the money goes to American manufacturing. Zero of it goes to these woke, godless commie corporations. Lord willing, we'll be back next time. Until then, my name is Jaren Jackson. I do love America. Do not quit. Let's get justice. Go to war.